Bam! What's up, everybody? Welcome to Affiliate Marketing Lifestyle. Welcome to my podcast. In today's episode, I'd like to talk about something a bit unusual, a bit more personal. Just giving you my thoughts and my feeling in terms of entrepreneurship and doing affiliate marketing. I wanted to share with you my feelings when I'm going through the process of building this business based on affiliate marketing. Because if you remember from my story, I've been struggling for 3 years with e-commerce, and then I switched to affiliate marketing. That happened like 8 months ago. So after 8 months, what I can tell you is I spend much more on the marketing side of things. I'm more focused. I don't have to spend any time or just very little time in terms of finding products. With e-commerce, I was spending lots of time just researching and seeing what products were selling and which were not selling, and seeing which ones would have less competition. So it was plenty of time up front just for the sake of finding a winning product. And then obviously you have to go through the testing process, but prior to that, the amount of time you spend is massive. Even if you use all sort of websites to filter out or give you some winners, you have to do your own research. But with affiliate marketing, it's just you are cherry picking from the products, existing products from the affiliate networks, and you know they are selling because they'll tell you the amount and the EPCs, or they tell you through the gravity and other metrics. So you know that those products are selling. You don't have to spend that much time. Then when it comes to advertise, the options are many more, and it's just you don't have to spend. I was spending also plenty of time creating videos, just putting together all the images and making it compelling and making it like it would attract the attention of prospect buyers. Again, it's just lots of time spent doing that, but now it's just gone. I mean, you go to the affiliate network and they give you all those. They give you the video sales letter, they might give you the ad copy, they might give you the swipe files. You have everything. And they have already pre-selected. If they are a good seller, you know they have already tried the material, so they know is the best they can get to allow you to sell through those resources. So yeah, I'm feeling quite satisfied with this switch from e-commerce to affiliate marketing and focusing more on the message I'm conveying to the customer and focusing more on putting myself in the customer's shoes and trying to understand what kind of gap they are trying to fill and how the product I would be selling is just solving the problem for them or getting the results they are expecting. So I'm spending more time thinking about that and thinking about the not only the short term, but the long term. So how many additional times can I sell more things to those same customers? It's just a change in the complete framework and environment. And at least for me, that's a really satisfying experience. I think from these 8 months, what I can say is I prefer to put the efforts and the focus more on the marketing side of things, on the copyright, how I say things, when do I say them, how do I create like an environment where the customer himself, he makes the decision to buy. I'm not forcing any sale. So all the moment I spend less time in those other areas, can you imagine how much time it can take to do the order fulfillment? And what about the customer service? It's massive amount of time, I can tell you. I've been doing that 3 years, and it's just draining. It's completely energy draining to be answering to all those emails related to customer service and where is my parcel and why didn't get my item and when will I get my item and that kind of questions and once and again answering and coming back to customers and relying on logistics and on third parties that you don't have much control and still you want to deliver quality but it's very difficult. So yes, so we're saying all that is gone. So no product fulfillment, no customer service, someone else is taking care of that. And then when it comes to real numbers and talking about profitability, well, on average, I think I said that in a previous episode, you can expect around 18-20% in e-commerce. So, because by the time you have deducted from your sale, you have deducted the cost of the item, the advertising, the fixed price of a number of tools you have around, like edition, video edition, and reviews. And not only that, it's just, for example, I don't know if you're aware, but Shopify takes a percentage of your sale too. And you also pay some fees for the currency conversion. So, as I'm saying, when you deduct all those costs and fees, you're left with something around somewhere around 18, 20% if you're lucky. So, why going through all that pain if you can avoid that? What's the goal? Is the goal just that? Just selling? Just making a quick buck? Or just having the lifestyle you want? Or having time to spend it with your relatives? Having more money to just go more times in a year on holiday? Or just quit your job? Just all those is just what counts. obviously you have to do it. You have to replace your job with something you love. But e-commerce is a tough, it's a tough thing to do. I reckon that you need to have much more time up front and more money than affiliate marketing. Now I understand why so many other people who have succeeded in this, they started this like a side hustle, meaning that they had the time. Affiliate marketing gave them the possibility of just having an additional income that would even replace the income from the job. Whereas doing e-commerce, at least for me, it was like a second job. It's just spending massive amount of time, evenings, weekends, holidays. It was really non-stop. And now I have more time to spend with my kids and my wife, even though I'm still just pushing it with affiliate marketing. So, well, I mean, today I just wanted to share all this with you, just to try and put out there something that you might be also relating to, or you can also use as a, I don't know, as a way of finding some consolation or some comfort, seeing that someone else has the same struggles as you. So that was pretty much what I was wanted to share with you today. So hopefully you will find that useful, and that will help you yourself in your own journey. I'll see you soon in the next episode. I'll be back.